This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, my friends. This is Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Daniel answering the calls. I'm at Jamestown. Todd's in Bismarck. Kevin's back at Fargo. And we want to know what's on your mind. That's why we call the show What's On Your Mind. Glad to be back after a couple day hiatus. I was out in California, actually. Thanks to Pat Finken. And
sorry to hear your...
Kevin and Todd, and yeah,
I'd be in the tenth state.
No, I decided that my lifelong view thus far of California being an okay place to visit, not, you know, like off the charts, I wouldn't pick it, right? Okay place to visit, but I wouldn't live there on a bet. Not a chance. No way, no how. Mostly because of traffic. And a few other political considerations, but that's a whole other show. Hour and 45 minutes. How far did we go? 14 miles. Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, that's not for me. I can't, you know, Minneapolis gets to be as bad sometimes. Not quite that bad, but, you know, just stop and go traffic. What a waste of time. What a waste of life. What a waste of, unproductive can you be? Just don't like it at all. I'm in Jamestown today, as I mentioned, for the 9th annual Precision Ag Summit. This is a gathering that focuses on the future of agriculture with industry experts, producers, practitioners, technology developers, all talking about data management and analytics, profitability of precision agriculture, precision planning, agriculture, automation. Question for folks in the ag community. I just talked to one fellow from SatShot, Lanny Felitti, I think is how you say Larry's last name. And Larry has a company, North Dakota company, which is kind of cool, with capabilities to pull down images from all kinds of different satellites. And then they can tell you, you know, that part of the field, you got a fungicide problem, you know, you want to take care of, or over there, you've got to, it gives you the ability to pinpoint within a field rather than just blank, okay? He said right now there's about an industry-wide adoption rate of about 20% on that, in that particular category of precision agriculture. In other words, about 20% of producers take advantage of that technology. So a lot of growth there yet. Isn't that interesting? And I guess the precision now with which the photos come in is really, you know, just continuing to get better and better and better. But in that case, about 20%. Now, if you've got guided GPS auto steer technology, that's about 60%. So there's still people out there that don't do it. And I would imagine some of that is, well, there's a cost to it. And I don't feel like I'd get the return on that investment soon enough. I don't know. I'm kind of curious, though. I'd like to know your thoughts on the precision agriculture as we chat with a few experts here today. But I love just talking to the rank and file farmers and ranchers out there about your thoughts on this. So you can share that with me today. 701-228-0550. 228-0550 is that number. Give us a call. Give me your take on precision agriculture. I want to know what you think of all that. We'll talk with some experts on the program today. We're also going to talk about your pocketbook in this economy. Brian Kronk will be here. Collins and Kronk. He's my go-to guy when it comes to building wealth and taking what you have and growing it smartly. So we'll talk with him a little bit about that. And I heard there's this, what, impeachment thing? Is there some impeachment thing going on? I heard maybe the impeachment thing.
I like these things that are named after fruits. Impeachment, impairment.
Yeah, you know? I'm with you. Yeah. In fact, I like peaches. I don't like impeachment, but I like peaches. Big old lug of peaches. I'd be all for that.
Right on.
Here's my question on impeachment. 1 o'clock, chef noon. It's noon, I guess, our time. It starts today. I think that first of all, in any kind of a legal sense, which this is not, this is a political thing. This isn't the founding fathers. This isn't legalese. This isn't any of that, okay? This is 100% political. Just keep that in mind. If it were a legal argument, you'd do a motion to dismiss. In other words, you'd start this to say, Your Honor, I don't know how we got to this point, but there's no here. There's no there. There's nothing here. There's not even a crime alleged. You know, so we'd like a vote on a motion to dismiss. That's normally what would happen with a case this thin. But don't throw anything at me, folks. I don't think we should do anything like that. I think we should play this out. There's no scenario under which the president is impeached here. None. Every time they pull another one of these stunts, the popularity of Pelosi and Schumer goes down. The popularity of the president goes up. Right now you got Hillary and Bernie fighting. Just let them fight. Let it be about them. And do not do anything to circumvent the impeachment process. And by circumvent the process, I'm saying I would agree with it. There's no there. I'm just saying play the game. This has been a political game from the beginning. Play the political game. Keep rolling. Let it finish however, because we know how it's going to end. We know how this movie ends. Don't do anything to give them ammo to run around and say, oh, they're trying to do a cover-up. They didn't want to, you know. I mean, they're going to say that anyway, but I wouldn't give them any ammo. That's my take. I'd love yours. 800-228-0550, local number 258-0550. There you go. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Say, I read in one of your posts on Facebook, you were surprised at how much corn is not combined when you came in on the airplane. And when you talk to these guys about satellite imagery, why don't we have a better number from NASA with this technology available to tell that there's 10 million acres of corn that never got seeded? And they're still surveying people to get this number.
That's a very interesting point. Yeah, that's a very interesting. We've talked a lot about NAS because of some concerns about how they're doing what they're doing. And I think it's officially on everybody's radar now. I haven't heard any answers yet, but at least it's being, you know, there's some poking and prodding going on. But that's, you know, a good point. You're saying what they do now is they call you and say, hey, Jeff, how many acres of corn you still got out?
Right. And come on, satellite imagery is instant. We shouldn't have this guesswork, and I would love you to have a town hall with Kramer or Hoven, and we'll have some farm guys there to represent. I would love the opportunity to go over this about NAS in person.
Yeah, well, we certainly love holding town halls. We had a few of them and enjoy them very much, so we could maybe do one specific to that topic.
We'd sure like to have it. All righty?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. By the way, I wasn't surprised by the amount of corn out because I've heard from enough folks. What I was surprised is what it looked like. And so the reason I posted the photo, and it's gone crazy viral, is I wanted people to understand what farmers are going through. You know, what a challenging year it is to have had to leave as much corn in the ground as they had to. So I took this photo from the air, a couple of them, and just posted it on Facebook. And it's the most bizarre thing you've ever seen because you got, you know, snow, and then you've got these patches of the corn, in some cases soybeans, you know, sticking up, you know. Pretty amazing. So I did it more from, in fact, I think my post even said, just pray for our farmers. It's been a challenging year. Really tough time. So remember them, think of them, and, you know, put a little prayer for them because that's not easy, but that's an interesting point on NASA on how they'd go about their information. Certainly think the technology would be better than the quote-unquote survey. Interesting point. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Take America back. Senator Hovind and Senator Cramer, vote with your tiny brain instead of your big head that's up Trump's rump. Interesting. You're going to take America back from whom? You want to go back to Obama's 1.8% growth and higher unemployment? And I, you know, not me. Don't you love liberals, though? Right? Vote with your tiny brain. Yeah. Just fascinating to me. You can text me, as this person did, 367-2054, 701-367-2054. Back with more of your calls, questions, and comments. After a short timeout, a couple of questions on the table. Ready for this? Precision Ag. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Good ROI. If you haven't done it, why haven't you done it? Our ag question of the day from the Precision Summit in Jamestown. And then also, are you with me on impeachment? Just let it play out. Don't try and short-circuit the process. Don't give them anything politically.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Buy one, get one free. That should have your attention. All right, buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. When you use the promo code Scott, these are the luxury Giza cotton sheets that are so comfortable. They have Giza cotton pillowcases. They have the six-piece MyPillow towel set now, mattress toppers, MyPillow Premium, buy one, get one free with the promo code Scott, the MyPillow dog beds. Those are the best. I've had many a dog bed, and usually 6 months, 8 months, it's, you know, kind of ratty and whatever. You just toss it out. Ours has lasted again and again and again. You pull the pillow out. You wash it just like you do your own home pillow and, of course, the cover, too. It works great. 30% off on those right now with the promo code Scott. All of these great deals at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com right now, great time to buy some really wonderful early year savings. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. No, that's the number to call the show. That's not the number to get a MyPillow, sorry.
Poor Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel's going to take all these orders for MyPillows now. Hopefully Daniel's writing down the correct number, so when everybody calls our number, Daniel can feed him the right number.
Easiest thing to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, and then promo code Scott to get the good deals. But you can call, too, at 800-506-9028. Okay? You got that? You got it? Get it? Good. All right. 800-228-0550 to call us. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. All right? And you can also text Todd, 701-367-2054. It's me, actually. Todd's at 701-226-8503.
If you send one to me for Scott, I can forward it on.
We both get each other's texts. We're shipping them back and forth.
Yeah.
And I'm at 701-367-2054. All right. We've yet to hear a good argument for not having additional witnesses. And 69% of Americans want them to be allowed. I think the point on witnesses, I don't know if you'll consider this a good argument or not, is the House could call anybody they want. Anybody they want. Now, they chose to not go to the process of saying, we want this and, you know, is executive privilege warranted or not? But they didn't fight the fight. So to say now we want witnesses on the Senate is to sort of say, well, wait a minute. The House didn't do it, so why all of a sudden is it important for the Senate to do it? It's just more of the same. The scam. As far as 69% of Americans want them to be allowed, I don't believe any poll about anything. I mean, I would just ask this person, if 69% of Americans said we don't need witnesses, would they then go, okay, no witness? I think it's just you use it to affirm your own biases. And honestly, if I got a phone call and said, hey, this trial's happening, should there be witnesses or should there not? Now, mind you, my argument for the Trump impeachment is that the Republicans play the political game the Democrats have handed them. This is it. This is all about politics. They hate Donald Trump. They've always hated Donald Trump. Nobody, anywhere, nobody, honestly assessing that call says that's impeachable. Nowhere. Now, if you hate Trump, if you can't stand the sight of the guy, if you spend your days bickering about him and posting things on social media and sending texts about how great Obama was and how terrible Trump is, yeah, you're going to look at that transcript and go, yep, that was, he did, oh, he's terrible, he's awful, he's the worst. But no reasonable person can look at that transcript. The Democrats couldn't even come up with a crime. They're saying it's not a crime, not civil, not criminal. There's no crime alleged. That's how pathetic this whole thing is. But I'm making the case, witnesses, whatever. Just play the game. Because the thing is going to end how it's going to end. And the one thing I will say politically that Republicans need to worry about is retaining the Senate. And I don't like how Susan Collins has to vote. I don't like the fact that Cory Gardner, who's a darn good senator, is in a state that is as mushy, fried from too many people being allowed to, you know, be first in the nation with their recreational marijuana or whatever. The the state's gone goofy. So he's got a battle for re-election because of the state that he's in. And a few of these other folks, I wouldn't just throw them under the bus. I'd let them be able to say, yeah, let's have witnesses. Yeah, let's go, you know, whatever. But if this was a legal case, you'd do a motion to dismiss and it'd be out of here. Absolutely, 100% gone. I got a great clip I'm going to play here in a little bit from Laura Ingraham last night on this point with Alan Dershowitz, a liberal Democrat, on the president's team. Let's go to Watford City, North Dakota, and Kai. Hi, Kai. What's on your mind?
I've listened to you since I've been out here, and do appreciate your calling and talking and what you talk about. But wind farms and ethanol is never going to pay for itself. And you know that, but you keep proselytizing that because maybe your sponsors put that in there. I don't know.
Yeah, so no, Kai, for you to, I know I'm not saying you're doing this, but for somebody to say that I say what I say because a sponsor wants me to say it is like saying I'm for sale. That my opinions are not my own. And that's about the most offensive thing you can say to me. It's kind of a fun little argument of folks that don't like something here or there. Now, I'll tell you on wind farms, talk to farmers and ranchers. Should they have the choice? Yes or no? I own the land. It's my property. I get to decide what's on it. That's in every fiber of my being. You might not like it.
Right.
Somebody
You're
else might not
right.
like them.
You're absolutely
yeah.
right. But they will never pay for themselves.
I actually think that's wrong because, for one, the production tax credit that has been the subsidy is being phased out. So I don't think anybody would be building them if they didn't think it would. Now, I think there's a rush to build them. They want to get them up before that is completely gone because it obviously offsets some of the costs. But the utilities are big on wind power. Utilities aren't saying don't build, you know, stop. I don't want that stuff. They're saying give me more of that power. Now, again, it's an option. It's one that's there. I think there's a careful balance that has to be struck between baseload power, which is very important from coal. It's what we rely on when the wind isn't blowing and or, you know, a storm is happening or whatever.
Key word there. When it's not blowing, because they're never going to favor themselves.
If you look at the size of companies that are building these, I don't think you'd say that they're just so dumb. They're just putting money into this, even though they know they're not going to pay for themselves. So, I think there's enough draw. That's there. Ethanol, I'll tell you more about that in a sec. Kai, if you want to hang on, don't go away.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is now just hours from beginning in the U.S. Senate. Proposed trial rules were released last night by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican, saying that they would include up to 4 hours of debate equally divided between the two sides on whether to subpoena witnesses and documents. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says a trial without witnesses would be simply unjust.
A trial where there's no evidence, no existing record, and no new evidence, no witnesses, no documents. That isn't a trial at all. It's a cover-up.
President Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, says he won't be focused on the impeachment trial today, but rather on the forum, so he can meet with big companies in the world for the benefit of the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
Back in Jamestown at the 9th Annual Precision Agriculture Summit at the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention Center. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. And we're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Started in Bismarck, but now it's all across the region, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. One of the ways they're expanding is with commercial contractor service. So what they do with their Link service network is build unique maintenance programs that apply both a financial and a mechanical solution to lower owning and operating costs. That's the bottom line. Here we are early in 2020 looking for every edge. Where can we save? Where can we save? And, you know, the old model was services and billing hourly for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. So they've made that work. Now over 1,000 buildings, 1,000 buildings are serviced by the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more. Call them 223-3393, 223-3393, or online at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Okay, we're finishing with Kai and Watford, who called about two things. One, said that he didn't think wind farms would ever pay. And ethanol. So just quickly to finish on the wind farms and paying, you know, the companies involved, the size of those companies, I think, is you know, if there's any doubt about whether they will pay or not, makes sense. I didn't like the subsidy. I didn't like the subsidy at all. I don't like the subsidy in anything. And the production tax credit for that is being phased out. They added a year back here recently in the budget deal, which was a surprise to everybody. But it is a little less popular in North Dakota, but, you know, the amount of wind demand there for the utilities, again, the XL Energies of the world, even Otter Tail Power and others, they're seeking the wind power. So that's the customer. So as long as they're the customer and they want it, Kai, I don't see any financial issues at all in that arena. The only other thing I'd tell you on ethanol, again, I guess just call me a hopeless friend of the farmer. I just, anything that I see is can help the farmer. Alright, prices are down. I'm gonna lease some wind towers at $10,000 a tower. It's my land. That's an option. Ethanol, you know what? A huge amount of corn goes into ethanol. And folks that grow it can go to a ethanol plant, generally in small town North Dakota, that's paying $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year for a job. Now, if you don't want to put it in your car, don't put it in your car. It's America. But, you know, does that help at all, Kai?
Okay. Let me answer this. We're all talking about subsidies and where my taxpayer money goes, where your taxpayer money goes. ethanol is never going to pay for itself. Wind farms are never going to pay for themselves. But yet we have a federal government that is going to pay these farmers or anybody that wants to grow corn or have a wind farm. Here's money. Let's do it. So where's the benefit in the whole entire society? And I, granted, I'm going to make a lot of guys mad because they grow a lot of corn here in North Dakota. But the thing is, it takes a gallon of my diesel oil or crude oil that I produce every day to produce 1 gallon of ethanol.
Yeah, you know, those studies have been refuted over the years, just so you know. I mean, I've heard that before, but I hear people that say that's just not true. It's wildly exaggerated. And so I wouldn't take that one to the bank, Kai. But again, the money paid to a farmer for a wind tower comes from the wind company. Okay. Now, is there some subsidy there in the production tax credit? Yes, there is. Now, the utility would say your rates are lower as a result of it. We could argue these points all along. There are no subsidies to ethanol. There's a mandate, which has certainly helped ethanol. Again, the consumer has a choice there. But ask the corn farmer.
No. You're wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
These farmers that grow corn for ethanol get a subsidy to grow corn for ethanol.
No, they don't. I've never heard of that before. I've never heard that if they grow the corn specifically for ethanol, they get a subsidy from who?
It's a government buyback because they're growing corn that is not specifically designed for human consumption.
Well, I've not heard that one before, Kai. But I think the bottom line is this. You know, you can go back and forth on any of these things, and you're going to have preferences. And that's like Ford, Chevy, Verizon, Sprint. I mean, it just is. That's America. You've got a choice. I say the farmer wins. That's my first criteria. Where does the farmer win in these? I say, you know, all of the above energy. The folks in coal started this when people were trying to eliminate coal. Said, look, let's be for everything. We need it all. It's baseload coal. They're right. So, you know, all of the above energy, true all of the above, and property rights are the two things I'm going to build my argument on related to these. Appreciate the call, and I hope you call again for sure. Next guest is Dane Braun. Dane is the VP of product for Bushel, a company we're hearing more and more about these days. Great technology company helping a lot of grain elevators service their customers better. Dane, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Nice to see you. What's new at Bushel?
Oh, well, we raised some money in December, so we've raised $20 million to invest in our product, invest in the platform, really at trying to build out that service for grain elevators and their farmers.
Interesting. Now, obviously, Bushel is a technology company, right?
Yeah.
But also a technology company that's servicing agriculture. And, you know, the growth potential is pretty incredible. It's been a great story. You hear about, you know, those efforts to raise the dollars. What kind of things do they help you do? Is it more software? Is it more, you know, the end product, basically? What are you trying to do with those dollars?
Yeah. So the money will be used to expand our market share. Also build out our product. So we've been hiring up developers in Fargo. You know, the beauty of this investment that I like to think about is people believed in us enough to invest in Fargo, North Dakota, and a software company in rural America building out technology for agriculture. And we're hiring and hiring developers, hiring team members all in Fargo to build this product out, to build and service the ag industry throughout the U.S., actually North America, too. We have customers in Canada as well. And so a lot of the investment will be used to do that.
What is Bushel? What is it? What is your top product?
Yeah, so Bushel is a mobile app for grain elevators. They can share with their growers scale tickets and contracts. The important pieces of data, so it's really about helping that connection between the farmer and the elevator, the local elevator. So we have over 100 customers now, grain elevators, who are the customer, and they provide this to their farmer for free. So it's kind of, think of it like your banking app, right? Like you get a banking app when you go with your bank. We're providing that app for grain elevators so that they can do and share information that's been sitting at the grain elevator for the longest time or handed out in paper. Now digitally. So we're trying to digitize that part of the market, that part of the supply chain.
And what do your customers say about how their customers you know, are utilizing this, and what kind of feedback are they?
Yeah, they love it. You know, the farmers like to see that real-time information. You know, a lot of time an elevator manager or like my father, I grew up on a farm. So my father, you know, he may not be driving truck, but he can actually see the scale ticket come in because he's sitting in the combine or sitting at home or wherever he is. You can see the truck driver go across scale, get that information instantaneously versus waiting for the paper to come back. For our customers, the beauty is they can now focus on the high value, pieces of their business. They don't need to be doing the data sharing, the kind of account reporting. They can go right into, hey, what are the markets doing today? You know, what's happening with trade? Let's talk about how we can work better together as a you know, business and grain marketing.
A bank can hardly survive, I would think, these days without an app of some kind, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just sort of a competitive thing. They've got an app, so I've got to have an app, right? To be able to allow the mobile banking. Are we getting close to that with the grain elevators that they needed to compete?
I think so. And, you know, we got a ways to go. We're just sharing data. So if you think of the banking, you know, you can now do, you can send payments, you can bill pay and everything like that. At this point, we're still in the stage of just being able to share the information. So see your statements, see what you're getting paid, your settlements. There's definitely a future for us in digitizing more of that connection. So maybe I can make an offer through the grain app on some grain, or through the Bushel app on some grain, or maybe I can get paid through Bushel in the future. But that's really where we're going and the direction we're going.
Fascinating. Dane Braun, a VP of product for Bushel, going to be addressing the group here at the 9th Annual Precision Agriculture Summit at the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention Center in Jamestown in just a moment, so we'll let you go.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, good to chat with you. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk with more of the experts coming up. Let's get another call in here before the top of the hour. John, you're next on What's on Your Mind, then Greg. John, then Greg.
Hello.
Hi, John. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on you were talking about the 69% of people and their view on the impeachment process.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that's just due to, you know, the ignorance of the process is you know, what was done in the process, you know, is, of course, the president wasn't allowed. They weren't allowed any witnesses during, which is where all the witnesses, really the articles that they bring are the articles the Senate's supposed to look at and look at the witnesses that were called and all that. Of course, we all know that the president wasn't allowed. I mean, any kind of witnesses that he wanted to bring up, it was pretty much a kangaroo court. And then, on top of that, Pelosi skirts the Constitution and sticks her nose and, you know, thumbs her nose at the Constitution and doesn't deliver the articles in a timely fashion on top of all that. And there's all strategic reasons for that. So consequently, here's the thing. The Senate gets these articles. And they're supposed to look at those articles, to look at the testimony that was brought forth, and then decide whether or not that warrants, you know, the removal of office. And they've had their chance. They had their say. They brought forth, they impeached the president through nothing. Even with all the witnesses they had on their side, it was what they're bringing forth is not an impeachable offense, and now they want to run the Senate on top of it. Well, it doesn't work like that, and people really don't understand the process on how it works. And so I'm just of the belief that you know, this needs to be handled. McConnell needs to handle this thing. We do have some problem Republican senators, and they need to get their act together and get on the team and stop siding with it, you know. There are two or three rhinos, I call them, in there that just, you know, that don't really like Donald Trump either. This isn't about liking Donald Trump. This is about a coup attempt by a party that lost an election and they can't.
Yeah, good point, John. They got to take that seriously. More coming up from Jamestown, folks.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker and
the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into Hot Spring Spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot Spring Spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sunday Line is brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. They bring you the Be the Buffalo Hotline. That describes a lot of North Dakotans. Buffalo. What do I mean? Well, they go into the storm, right? I mean, they're not running the other way. Law enforcement does that. Firefighters do that. Emergency responders do that. And a lot of North Dakotans do day in and day out. Energy country, egg country, wherever. So Be the Buffalo. And when you see that Be the Buffalo spirit, celebrate it by calling the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Let's get Greg and Grand Forks in here before our guest from the 9th Annual Precision Agriculture Summit at the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention Center in Jamestown. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
I hear you loud and clear, sir.
Okay. Concerning the windmills, they're putting thousands of them up in this country, right? Thousands of them. And you know what happened in Europe, right? They put thousands of them up in there 20, 30 years ago, right? And shut the coal plants down, and now the middle class can barely afford electricity. I believe we're being entrapped by the whole situation. When they get enough up and we get the wrong leadership in this country, say another Obama or ever what a liberal, and they say, we don't need these coal plants anymore, we got another windmill. Electricity will be so expensive we can't afford it. And with your connections, I was wondering if you couldn't, just for the public knowledge, find out how much per tower the windmill is subsidized and how much per gallon ethanol is subsidized.
Again, ethanol is not subsidized any longer. There is a mandate, and so there is a benefit to the industry in that, you know, so much of what's sold has to be there, which is one of the reasons the petroleum industry doesn't like it. Again, the ag industry does because it's corn. But as far as the per wind tower, we'll ask. We have North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions on fairly regularly. I hope and pray that coal never goes away in North Dakota, because it's base load energy that's always there. That's the reason we have affordable, reliable energy, no doubt about it. Obviously, like in anything, wind is another provider. And I would say if you're concerned with wind, you don't want wind, then you should take that up with your utility, because most utilities want it. They like it for their, you know, and again, some of it is the environmental reasons as well, but there's a demand for it from them. All right. I don't necessarily think it comes from the consumer, but it certainly comes from the power companies. My argument is simply is if, look, a wind tower is going to be built in South Dakota or Minnesota, and they come to a North Dakota landowner and say, do you want to put it here? They ought to have the ability to do that at 10,000 a tower or whatever, because it's their land. I'm not going to say, no, you can't do that, because I don't like wind. See, that's where I think we get a little worrisome. Appreciate your call, though. It's a good discussion that we always welcome. Our next guest is John Nowetzki. John is NDSU Agriculture Machine Specialist in Agriculture and Biosystems Engineering. John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How long have you been in this game?
25 years.
And through that time, what have you seen?
Well, when we're talking about precision ag, I certainly see a lot of changes in precision ag. It started, you know, with something basic, which is GPS, and went on to, now we're talking about mostly about data. Interestingly, you know, about 20 years ago, maybe longer than that now, in the mid-1990s, I was asked, you know, what is the first precision ag technology that farmers will adapt? And I said, well, to me, that's pretty easy. They're going to adapt combine yield monitors to learn, you know, what their yield is across the state. But I was completely wrong. What they really adapted was guidance systems, because it was very easy for them to say, you know, if I was overlapping 5%, and I can now use this guidance system and overlap 1%, you know, I'm going to save this much. I don't even need a calculator to figure the return on investment.
Yeah.
So anyway, what was interesting is, I, you know, farmers adapt technology. First of all, that's dependable, precision ag technology. And that, you know, that's, when I say dependable, it works just as well as when you turn the radio on in your tractor. It always works. And it has to be that straightforward. And then it has to have a return on investment. And it can't be too difficult to use.
What do you see as the next big thing? What's going to revolutionize things over the next decade or so?
Well, I think what's going to revolutionize things in terms of agriculture is to start really making use of all the data that we've collected. You know, I think I grew up on a farm in Langdon, and I looked at some of the land that you know, our family still owns, and I know that, you know, 40 years ago there was a calf pasture on this part of the land. Well, that's not considered, but in reality it still impacts production. So if we can make use of all of the data from past, since we started farming this land 150 years ago, and the current data that's going on, and then the real-time data, like not only, you know, weather, but if the price of corn changes 20 cents today, does that impact whether or not I'm going to do some in-season fertilization or if the price of nitrogen changes? We need to have that all being used all the time, every time a machine moves down the field. So I see, and we're a long ways from there yet. I mean, people are collecting data. We've collected yield data, you know, for years and years. But we're not really using it other maybe than to look at it and say, oh, this part of the field did better this year. This part of the field did better this year. So we have to use data.
Fascinating conversation. And what an exciting time in agriculture when you think about just the incredible amount of, you know, improvement on yields on the same piece of land thanks to this kind of technology, right? Phenomenal. John, thank you for the update, and thanks for your participation in the Precision Ag Summit, North Dakota Farmers Union Convention Center in Jamestown today. Day two of this event going on. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you.
More after this, folks.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.